This is Callie underscore sweater weather. Hi, Saturday night here. I went out and had dinner with friends. And I drank a little too much. So this is the result of too many vodka sodas on very little food through the day. I was really tired from last night, and so like I didn't do shit today, and normally like I do so much stuff, but I was super lazy, and I just went out for dinner, and instead of eating I drank, and instead of being a sensible adult, I'm drunk, and all I want to do is play with my pussy. So my drunkenness leads to playing with my pussy. So it's a good thing for you. It's gonna be a good thing for me, you know. I feel really good. I had a really fucking good encounter today with this stupid guy that I've known for a really long time, and so I just like I we've known each other for a really long time, but he is friends with people that I'm not supposed to be hanging out with, and so I try not to hang out with him because he's trouble. But I saw him at the restaurant, and you know when you get triggered by people that you know are fucking trouble? Yeah. God, that guy is so high. He rides such a fucking nice ass motorcycle. And all I wanted to do was to get in the back of his motorcycle, but I was good. I got in an Uber instead, and I came home. So, I'm home, and I'm gonna masturbate to this motherfucker because there's nothing more I want than to fuck this guy, but I'm not going to. So, you will get off, and I will get off. This motherfucker is not gonna get off, though. Not with me, anyway. I mean, I'm sure he's gonna get some, but not from me. Not tonight. Anyway. Fucking toxic dick. Anyway. Alright. Let's start this. Of course, I'm rubbing my clit right now, and fuck. Oh, stupid. Why am I so stupid? You know when fuck. Okay, so this guy is absolute trouble. But he is like super hot. And not just I sound like a child, but he's really, really just a cool ass person, and so I feel like an idiot when I see him. And I'm a really fucking nonchalant bitch. Like, I don't give a fuck. But this guy. He's such fucking bad news. He's got a hand tattoo, alright? That tells you everything. He's got a fucking hand tattoo. And so, as soon as I got into the restaurant, a restaurant that is more of a fine dining place, so, you have the option of sitting at the bar, and I decided I was gonna go have a drink before my friend came in. So as I'm sitting there having a drink, I see his fucking hand tattoo. He's holding a glass of whiskey, because I know what that fucker drinks. He's holding a glass of whiskey, and he looks up at me, and the motherfucker waves me over with two fingers, like he's calling to me, motherfucker. Oh, fuck him. Oh my god. I was so fucking turned on by that. Oh. And so I fucking got up and I walked over like an idiot instead of staying in my seat and having my drink. I walked over and I started talking to him, and first thing he says is, oh, fuck. First thing he says is, I really like that dress. Okay, so, fucking asshole. He knows that I am putty. I'm like an idiot staring at his eyes. He's got like a weird mix of hazel and green eyes, but they are dark. I don't know how to describe this. He's got like a dark look to him, and he was wearing like a suit, but not really a suit. I don't know. I just know he smelled really fucking good. And I am a fucking idiot. I just putty, stupid. I'm such a simp idiot. So he sat me next to him, because that's the kind of motherfucker he is. He decided to sit me next to him, and he told the bartender to bring my drink over, of course, and start talking, and we decided that he didn't want me drinking a beer, that he wanted me drinking a vodka soda, because he's such an asshole. He's been seeing my Instagram stories and has been noticing that I've been going to the gym a lot, and doesn't want me to fuck up the way that I am working out. So he takes away the beer. Ah, fucking asshole.
Oh, fuck.
That's so fucking horny for that son of a bitch. Oh my God. Okay, so he takes away the beer and gives it to the bartender and tells him to dump it, that I don't need a beer, that I should have a vodka soda because I've been working out and I'm looking really good. Fucking. Oh, God. So he looks at me in the eyes and goes with his freaking hazel green eyes, dark fucking eyebrows, asshole. Oh, he goes, "So, I was thinking if you wanted to ride with me back to Santa Monica, to my place. And as soon as he said it, I said yes." Fucking idiot. Anyway, like a dumbass. I'm still playing with my pussy, by the way. That. Oh, fuck. Oh, it took everything to not go with this man. Took every single fiber of my being. It took everything I have in me to not fucking get on that motorcycle and ride with that motherfucker. Oh, fuck. So, he's telling me that he has, he has some mushrooms. I love microdosing. So, he's telling me that he has some mushrooms and that we can microdose. And he's gotta lure me in always with drugs. He always does. It's either mushrooms, coke, or Molly. Fucking asshole. He is such a fucking jerk because he knows that he has motherfucking pussy control over me. There is no. Oh, fuck. Anyway, I end up looking at him and in his eyes, and I told him that I was waiting for friends and that I wasn't able to ride his bike with him home. With him, and he gets up like a dick, and he tells the bartender to close his tab, and he walks the fuck out of the bar, 'cause he knows, he fucking knows. That all I want to do is go out there and fucking beg to get on his motorcycle like a fucking dumb bitch that I am. But guess what your girl did? I fucking stayed in my seat. Oh my God, my dignity. I stayed in my seat and I did not follow him. Oh, fuck. It's, oh, fuck. Okay, so I did not get up and follow him. I stayed at the bar like a fucking good girl. Oh, fuck. Good girls don't get dick, though. Oh, that's why I'm fucking myself at home. Oh, my God. Oh. Anyway, my friends ended up walking in as he was leaving. My friend, who is hilarious, made a face at me from across the bar, like, what the fuck, you dumb bitch, he's leaving. You talk about this guy constantly, and I do, I talk about that guy constantly, because he's a fucking, he is the epitome of bad boy. He's so fucking hot, and it drives me crazy, because he thinks I'm hot, and guys like that, oh, fuck, usually are not. Oh, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, fuck, oh, fuck, fuck you, oh. I should have just gone with him. Oh, fuck, why did I come home? Fuck. Oh, God, yes, 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 yes. Oh, God, fucking motorcycle, it's so hot. I'm sitting in front of a mirror right now, watching myself take my dildo in. I just wanted to look at myself. I wanted to look at myself because I'm so proud of myself for not going with that asshole. Oh, God. Oh, that's the kind of asshole that will ghost you for fucking 6 months and then see you at a bar and fucking tell you how good you look and not to drink beer with like a fucking dick. Oh, God. Oh,
hot ass motherfucker. Oh. The last time that we were together. He lives close to the beach, so like an idiot, of course, I followed. Like a dumbass. Because he loves sunsets and sunrises, so we were hanging out at his place, and we were watching for the sun to come up, and fucking coke-induced stupidity. He is asking me if I want to go to the beach to go feel the water. So, of course, I get up and go with him. And, like an asshole, we get in the water. Fuck in the water like idiots. We fuck on the beach, and of course I'm a idiot. He tells me that he's gonna call me in a week, and the asshole doesn't call me for 6 months, and I see him at a fucking bar. What a fucking asshole. That's the kind of shit you gotta deal with. As a single woman. Fuck. No, I'm gonna come. Oh. I have to come. Oh.
So, I am soaked, as always, and, I'm just happy I didn't fucking get in that stupid-ass motorcycle. Get on the motorcycle. I'm just happy I didn't get on. I'm happy I didn't drive home. I'm happy I took an Uber. I'm happy I didn't do drugs. But I am not happy I had way too much vodka. Fuck. Oh, that was good. I needed that fucking release. That guy had me. Oh my god. He does that to me. and he's an asshole, because that's the kind of assholes that I usually date. But I stayed away. So please be proud of me. All right, have a good night.